This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I'm Gene Steinberg, and I want to remind you that we've got that special feature of the Paracast called the Paracast Plus. New lower prices starting at $4.99 a month. You get the After the Paracast podcast. We've also added videos and selected podcasts from The Other Side of Truth from our friend Paul Kimball. And we're adding more and more episodes as time progresses here. We just added a video featuring Kevin Randall. Really beautiful quality and everything. That's part of what you get when you join the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. And I'm going international today. We have Gogs Mackay from Scotland, Bob Zanotti from Switzerland, and Gene Steinberg, who must be somewhere in outer space, I think. I haven't decided yet. And the question on the table, whether there are 37 classifications above top secret, does the President of the United States know anything? And if he does about UFOs, does that prevent him from telling us? You know, how is he read in if there is a secret? If they read the President in, do they say, this is why you can't say anything? We don't know because he will never tell us. Or some people say, hey, he doesn't have the need to know. Don't tell him. Just, you know, placate him. Say, well, you know, there's nothing to it. Goodbye. I wouldn't know. I kind of think, as Bob would say, the President has to know if there's a secret, if he is even willing to check it out.
That's the point, Gene, if you allow me to jump in here and follow up on what Gog said before the break and what you have just said. I think all of the above are correct. It's a game of words. I remember in my early university of journalism classes studying the art of propaganda. And one of the rules of propaganda, and Goggs probably knows this very well, he was probably in a field of operations which actually functioned on this principle. The art of propaganda is not what you tell people, but what you don't tell people. That's the real issue. And I think that it could very well be that there are levels of security even above the President. But my take on it would be that the powers that be, let's say the military establishment, the Pentagon, the NSA, whichever we want to talk about, they have a lot of information which they don't deluge the President with. There may be a feeling that does he, this term, need to know. Maybe they honestly believe the President does not have the need to know. Maybe the President really doesn't want to know. But I would use the phrase on-demand information. The President has the golden key. We're talking about the American political system, obviously. The President is the supreme commander of the American military establishment. Constitutionally, he has the right to know everything, every single day. Even Donald Trump now is being given daily top-level, high-security data information to prepare him for the presidency. There are so many problems in our world, and I'm speaking now as a seasoned political journalist and international broadcaster, an old shortwave guy who dealt with a lot of this peripheral stuff. Politicians have got to set a limit. They have their own red lines, what they want to know and what they don't. And they're surrounded by people who protect them all the time. The President is simply not physically or emotionally or psychologically in a position to absorb all of the information. And don't forget that we here on the Paracast are deeply devoted and interested and dedicated to the search for knowledge and information about these very specific fields of esoteric knowledge, to use that term. I would not assume that the average person, which includes the President of the United States, is interested in this, except maybe for Clinton or Podesta. And as I said in the last segment, I think it was vote getting. I don't question that maybe Hillary Clinton and John Podesta have a serious interest in this, but I don't think they were going to make it a national priority. The world is falling apart. America, to a large extent, is in shambles. And I don't think divulging information about UFOs is very high on their agenda. And there is also this aspect. If the president wants to know, he or she holds the golden key to all information. There is no wall, there is no lock that the American presidency cannot unlock. I'm convinced of that. But the question is, do they want to? Do they even care? And that's where I would use this term on-demand information. If they speak up and they pound their fist on the table and say, General, I'm going to have your head if I do not have every dossier on UFOs, and I want clear information here, and I want it in 1 hour, or else you're out of here.
On the other hand, what could also happen, this is another conspiracy theory, is that when he's read in, before he takes the oath of office or after, he's read in, and they say, you really don't want to ask. You really don't want to ask. And depending on the level of curiosity of the president, well, we've got these 10 different crises to face. Let's set that aside. And maybe we'll revisit it later. So he deals with the 10 different things, and then there's 20 more things. And he's so busy, unless there was a compelling need for him to know about UFOs.
That's the point, Gene.
They can just blow him off.
That's the point, exactly the point I'm trying to make. It's not high on the priority list. I mean, let's go back to our favorite discussion, Roswell. Let's visit that in the sense that maybe it happened. Let us assume, for the sake of argument and rhetoric, that there actually was a crash of extraterrestrials, and they had little bodies that they took away in little coffins and put them up somewhere in Area 51. Let's assume this is true. But now we're in the year 2016. Nothing has happened. We have not been invaded by flying saucers. The day the Earth stood still has not yet happened. No world capital has been visited that we're aware of. I mean, there's lots of stuff below the surface brewing, but it's not enough to awake the interest of someone as powerful as the President of the United States or the President of France or the Chancellor of Germany. They've got other problems, or the British Prime Minister. If the country, if the world is not in immediate threat of these things or from these things, they're not going to worry about it. Maybe there was some scuttlebug. Let's say a president, for example, or a prime minister was told at a cocktail party somewhere, well, you know, Madam Prime Minister, or you know, Mr. President, you know, he might say, hey, is there anything to this flying saucer stuff? He's, oh, we got lots on it, but there's really nothing to worry about, but you got a pile of other stuff on your desk. I don't doubt for a moment that discussions like this actually happen, but they never come to the surface because there's no immediate need. There is no national threat, and that is the threshold in which a head of state or powerful person will kick in. Is there a national threat? Is there a national danger? And so far as we can see, UFOs do not create or do not represent a national or international danger.
Now, let's get back to this conspiratorial version of that, Bob. That is, okay, no threat to national security. Or the reverse is true. They know UFOs are hostile. They have some kind of intent to harm us, or they appear to have that intent. We don't know. We can't do anything about it, Mr. President. So he, along with his cabinet secretaries and his military people and his intelligence people, will say, you know what? We can't say anything now because it would cause panic. We just have to figure out how to handle it. And when and if we do, we can make an announcement. But right now, it wouldn't be prudent. Oh, big conspiracy. Bob Zanotti, Gogs Mackay.
You're listening to the Paracast.
The award-winning graphic converter, the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. Get 20% off from lemkesoft.de/gene. That's lemkesoft.de/gene.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Can't keep the guy from performing. Bob Zanotti, Gogs Mackay. So, Gogs, when it comes to the ultimate conspiracy theory, UFOs are hostile. Keeping it a secret would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yes. I mean, as much as I would like to think, you know, we would have a right to know, I do understand that with the people who have to make decisions about these large questions. Well, we know sometimes even just with maybe bad weather coming, a tornado coming, or something, a hurricane coming, something is, often the roads can get totally jam-packed with people leaving. And if there did seem to be some real kind of threat, I do believe there could be a panic, depending on what the threat was perceived to be and how it was kind of broadcast to people and what tone or whatever. But maybe the truth is quite ugly and quite frightening evening. I think probably the most frightening thing for a government is that they are completely in the dark, is that they know there's something going on, but they're literally as clueless as the three of us. And for governments, I suppose that's probably the worst position to be in, because they've no idea which way to turn, what to do. They don't like to be seen by the electorate, by the people, to not have a handle on things and to have to admit that, yes, this is definitely going on worldwide. We don't know what it is. We can't or haven't made contact. We don't know what the intentions are. We cannot work it out. It may be the reason is just that they don't know, and that's kind of almost worse than admitting, yes, the Soviets are a threat, would be somewhere like North Korea, where you just don't really know because it's such a secretive country. So maybe, you know, the subject of UFOs, if we don't have much of a handle on it, but we know it's happening, then that could be really worrying. And that's another reason not to say anything at all, because it could be really bad. But either way, if they don't know about it.
Well, Goggs, I think that you're absolutely right on there. From my listening to you in previous Paracasts, we don't know each other personally. It's the first contact we've had, and I've always admired you, incidentally. You're a very bright guy, and you have a lot of intelligent things to say, which has always impressed me. You have a government background.
Military, not government.
Well, government and military is part of the government normally. You have a military background, okay. And, you know, military people don't fool around. They're pretty level-headed. And I think the issue is, first of all, to repeat myself, and it's been said again, if there's no immediate threat, the military doesn't kick in. But, of course, as you, I believe, know very well, Goggs, and I am not a spy who's been following you.
maybe you have something to admit, Bob.
Oh, you never know. The shadow knows. Anyway, you realize how these things go. There's a lot of money is thrown at sometimes very unpromising research projects. And it could be flying saucers, it could be telepathy, it could be training frogs to assassinate political leaders or something. The military establishment and certainly the secret services spend huge amounts or squander huge amounts of money in this. But I think an ironclad security, an ironclad secrecy, if there were really a phenomenon. I'm not the first one to say this, I know it, but it should have come out by now. Of course, there are those who claim it has. We just haven't looked for it, that's all. But I think the first reaction, as I say, of the military is going to be, is there a national threat? And we know NATO has a lot of intelligence information. There is a lot of international the allied or friendly nations have a lot of information exchange. The question is, they may very well have identified phenomena of this kind that we generally describe as UFOs or ETs. But I think like the rest of us, and this is what you were saying, Goggs, they really don't know any more than we do about it. I mean, they're probably speculating just the same way we are. And we'll never really know unless a flying saucer sets down in Central Park or in Hyde Park, London, or something. And this never seems to happen, which is always puzzling. There's another thing which always puzzled me, and I'm an internationalist. I'm in Switzerland. And when I hear discussions about flying saucers, and I know there is an answer to this, but I always find it interesting that the reports of flying saucers that I hear about always seem to come from the United States. And I'm always puzzled as to why this should be. I know you in the UK have got a lot of reports, the reports from Brazil and the reports from China and Japan and Italy and everything else. But the whole folklore around flying saucers, going back to Kenneth Arnold in 1947, revolves around the United States. And the thought that I've had, and looking I've also contributed a few comments which were not well received on the forum, on the Paracast forum, a couple of years ago, several years ago. For example, I think it was in New Mexico, where people were constantly seeing strange things in the sky. And I actually did some journalistic research and found out that that sector of northwestern or northeastern Nevada is a military test zone. So, I think you know where I'm going here. I really believe there are flying saucers, but I don't know, or extraterrestrial or whatever visitations. We have phenomena that are being seen, and I believe that there's a lot of this stuff which is really true, but I simply don't know where it comes from. We can get into the multidimensional theory. We can get into the classic flying saucers from another planet or whatever you want to say. I'm sure it exists, but I think an awful lot of the stuff that's being seen is probably military test aircraft. And I mean, I know a lot of people would disagree with that, but I think there's a lot of confusion, especially so many of the reports from the United States are really conventional or, you know, unconventional military objects that are being tested.
Let me throw a few things out here. Now, as you probably recall, Bob, our old friend Jim Mosley used to send an Earth theory about UFOs, used to use that theory, I think, just to be different. Or maybe he believed some of it, but I remember a conversation he had with Dr. Leon Davidson, who is a guy who released the printed copy of the Project Blue Book Special Report 14 back in the 60s. And he changed his theory because Dr. Davidson, who had worked with government credentials, said something that he backtracked on. And Jim gave up his Earth theory as a result. We've got more to come. We're talking to Bob Zanotti and Gogs Mackay. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, continuing with Bob Zanotti and Gogs and Mackay, Chris O'Brien is in Thailand, sleeping when this is happening. I could use a nap myself. You get older, you want a nap. Okay, now, one of the early linchpins of the UFO field is the Kenneth Arnold sighting, June 24th, 1947, 9 objects seen near Mount Rainier in the state of Washington. He estimated that they traveled at 1,200 miles an hour. Now, if you look at your historical record, you'll find that the speed of sound, less than half that, was not exceeded until later that year. So if Arnold was correct in that estimation, then supposedly these craft were flying faster than any known aircraft. But there could be other solutions there. Number one is he was wrong with his estimates. For whatever reason, maybe they were going 500 miles an hour. Perfectly possible. Maybe he was wrong. Maybe there were test aircraft that could go Mach 2. Okay? But officially, they didn't exist for a couple of years or so later. So, right there, what would have happened to the UFO field if Kenneth Arnold's sighting was easily explained as just test aircraft? That's the end of it. It doesn't mean there wouldn't be UFOs, but certainly one of the main reasons for all the publicity was the way he described those objects, saucers skipping across water or some such, and they said flying saucers, and that was it. It became a cultural phenomenon. If UFOs had not become a cultural phenomenon, what might have happened?
It's hard to discount the beginning as being from the reports of Kenneth Arnold. And I know many people say, well, you know, Stanton Friedman, for one, he would say that, you know, the reason it all kicked off around that time is to do with, you know, atom bombs and what have you. I can imagine a parallel Earth, you know, history in which Kenneth Arnold's sighting doesn't happen. And you got to wonder that if the media hadn't picked up hoped it then that maybe during the next 10 years or so, it would have got to the same point of interest, but that may have definitely been the start of a snowball rolling down the hill, in that it just maybe, as sometimes news stories do, they gather momentum, and then because of that, people start looking up at the sky, and maybe most of them are seeing test aircraft or whatever, and weather balloons, whatever, they just didn't really look up before. But you can totally see, you could argue that just because of one story that went nationwide, probably worldwide, you know, because of the increased interest, that could have kind of literally started the whole flying saucer thing. And whether or not there are real flying saucers at that time or not, that may have snowballed on. And at the same time, if the sighting hadn't happened, at some point, maybe someone else would have come out with a sighting that would have snowballed on. But I think most people do trace it back to him, not the first strange objects claimed to be seen in the sky by a long mile, but definitely the start of modern ufological craze is then. I just wanted to quickly go back to the presidential thing for a minute, but not on UFOs. What do we know about any previous presidents and anything else that's paranormal? I'm thinking about how, you know, well, the White House is supposedly haunted, and we know that Reagan used astrology. So we've got Clinton, UFOs, Reagan, astrology, which a lot of people would say was paranormal. But I'm not really aware of any other presidents that are known for any other kind of paranormal interest. Do you two know?
Well, I can only speculate that the golden age of spiritualism and the occult was in the late 19th century. That would be interesting if there were some scholars, and I'm not one, but someone who could speculate or even bring evidence about interest in the White House at that time. What you say, Goggs, is absolutely correct. I would assume it's probably not a new phenomenon. It's just that a lot of this stuff gets lost in history. Maybe Theodore Roosevelt used to have seances in the White House. I don't know. Pure speculation.
I'm sure I've actually heard that a few sitting presidents have claimed to have seen the ghost of Abraham Lincoln or whatever, and, you know, his the Lincoln bedroom or whatever is haunted. But
wasn't it Queen Victoria said she saw him?
I'm not sure, actually, but I definitely seem to remember.
I read this recently. Queen Victoria, I can't verify the source, so it's journalistically unsound, but I saw it on the internet at a fairly reliable source, but I can't quote it at the moment, that Queen Victoria was on a state visit to Washington, and in the she heard a knock on the door, opened the door, and it was Abraham Lincoln standing there. That sounds absolutely incredible and absurd, may very well be, but that was one anecdote that I read about.
Maybe somebody in the forum can fill me in on this, but I'm pretty sure it's maybe one or two presidents, certainly in the last 100 years, have claimed to have seen ghosts of former presidents, and I think the name Lincoln definitely come up. I don't know about any of the other previous presidents, the previous 44. Gene? Does that ring a bell at all?
With regard to previous presidents?
Yeah, yes, and like ghost sightings in the White House, whatever.
Oh, boy. Offhand, I've heard of a few things here and there, but I just can't think which president might be involved. I mean, we know that Nancy Reagan, of course, was consulting with a psychic, and there were stories that in his second term, Ronald Reagan was already suffering from the effects of Alzheimer's, although that was not made public until years later.
Listen, guys, could I break in with this anecdote, which is very timely, regarding the American presidential election? I spent a lot of time in the internet, as we all do, and I read some very interesting stuff. Did you two hear about the Chinese monkey prophet? Came out last week on the net. And this monkey had predicted that Donald Trump would win the presidency. Apparently this monkey is worshipped almost as a prophet. He was given two photographs. He correctly predicted football or soccer championships, things like this. And he was given two pictures, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And he went, sorry about the pun, but he went ape over Donald Trump and even gave him a kiss. And there was also a group of, if we wanted to bring an esoteric or paranormal twist to the election, I recently heard about a group of remote viewers, a panel, I think seven of them, and five of the seven, this was, of course, before the election, said they did not see Hillary Clinton winning the election.
The thing about the monkey reminds me of Soccer World Cup. I'm not even a soccer fan, being British, but if a World Cup or two ago, was there not some octopus or something that was correctly predicting, I mean, really well past chance, correctly predicting who was going to win the games in each round of the competition? I think that kind of started a meme about animals predicting things. And so I don't know if the monkey came after the octopus or whatever. But I hadn't heard about the remote viewers saying that Hillary Clinton would not become president. But
it's a strange formulation, Goggs. Instead of coming out and saying Donald Trump is going to win, the person responsible or involved in the experiment simply said, and I thought the wording was rather strange, the majority of the panel did not see Hillary Clinton winning.
Let's do our break, guys. Bob Zanotti, Gene Steinberg, Goggs Mackay, if you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Yes, Bob Zanotti, the wording is kind of strange there, because that would imply it wouldn't be Trump either.
Well, it was covering all bets, really. I sure. mean, of course, you know, I know you don't like to get into politics, but there is. I mean, I think it's legitimate to bring up the question of a third party candidate, which is a hot potato in American politics. And it's been speculated, I think, quite justly, that had Bernie Sanders been put up by the Democrats, the outcome of the election might have been entirely different.
I've got something else just come to mind about the presidential election, and that is something I've brought up before, is what is it about the United States and political dynasties? So you've got the Kennedys, you've got the Clintons, well, nearly the Clintons in terms of presidency. And I don't know if it's being mooted much over in the United States, but on the BBC News website, which is where I get most of my news, there's already been stories about Michelle Obama. I know that she doesn't want to run about, but running for president in 2020. And I'm thinking, give other people a chance. Stop trying to get the job for your brother or your wife or your son or your nephew. I think that's highly undemocratic to have these political dynasties and the Bushes, where it just seems to be just as bad as the British aristocracy or the monarchy, in that, you know, we're keeping it all for ourselves. We don't want anyone else to have the job, and certainly not anyone of the riffraff. What do you guys think about political dynasties in the United States? Maybe most Americans are for that kind of thing, don't see anything wrong with it, kind of. But to me, it's very undemocratic.
Well, let me jump in here. I mean, I know that, or I sense and I think that Gene doesn't want the program to get too much political. But I think the answer, the first thing that comes to my mind, Gog, is a very interesting point you make. I think it has to do with an old tradition of so-called prominent families. It seems to be an old American tradition, particularly alive in the southern states of the United States and in New England. And look at Massachusetts, the well-known families. And I think it's very apt what you said, that it's sort of the American equivalent of aristocracy. Americans like to pretend that it's an egalitarian society, like the French, you know, égalité, fraternité, liberté. But I don't think it works quite the way the theory is put. I think that's what it is. It's also, it helps make the decision easier. It's a known product. It's a brand. You know, I hate that. Modern marketing brands everything.
That's a good analogy, Bob. I had never thought of it as a brand, but that you're quite right.
Yeah, it's like we could start calling Roswell a brand, you know.
It is a brand, isn't it?
It is a brand. I mean, that's what it is, you know. You say Roswell, and everybody knows. You say Lifesavers, everybody knows. Coca-Cola, everybody knows. And I think this is largely what it is. It's just basically marketing people rather than products.
You see, I'm always bothered by the fact that Roswell is like another linchpin of UFO reality. If Roswell turned out to be a test aircraft that crashed, a test balloon, all the excuses and everything, Roswell turns out to be conventional, it doesn't end the UFO mystery, nor does any revelation that the Kenneth Arnold sighting might have been conventional. It doesn't. But we're spending so much time invested in Roswell. It's a brand. A lot of money is being made over Roswell. A lot of books have been written. That shouldn't be the be-all and end-all, and that's one thing that always concerns me. I just wish we could set it aside. But here's what happens. We say on the PowerCast, we are not going to talk about Roswell anymore. Enough. We've had enough of it. But you know what? They want to hear it. Anytime we bring on a Roswell guest, they want to talk about it. So we had Kevin Randall on a number of months back, and he had written a book called Roswell in the 21st Century, or For the 21st Century. I'm not going to look it up. And he gave us a preview of it, that some of the evidence that they accepted for Roswell on reexamination wasn't quite there, didn't make it. Although I think one of the big things was the alleged being seen in connection with Roswell that he came to believe less and less. Now, if anyone wants to know, Kevin Randall is doing a radio show now, his own radio show, as a result of which he's not doing too many other shows for a while, but he'll be back. But there you go. We're depending too much on Roswell, depending too much on Kenneth Arnold, and I just hope we'll move past it someday, but not in my lifetime, probably.
But Gene, let me stir the pot for a moment here, and I hope
let me get my spoon. Go ahead. I need a ladle.
Let me get my pot.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of pot, Goggs.
I prefer wooden spoons. Cook a lot of sauces. And I don't mean this to be provocative, especially after what you've just said. But, you know, the thought just occurred to me. We dwell on Roswell. Well, a lot of people dwell on Roswell just as though the same way we dwell on old movies like The Day the Earth Stood Still. It's one of my old time favorites. I watch it over and over, never get tired of it. And I think this is what it is. This is why people are drawn back to Roswell and some of the old classic stories, especially Roswell is a classic. And people, the answers have not been forthcoming. The questions are still there. It's never been answered. Of course, you can discuss this till the cows come home. But I just want to throw this out. Theoretically, rhetorically speaking, how many Roswells have maybe happened since the Roswell incident, and the military, the authorities, covered them up more effectively than the Roswell incident? The means available to them are far more sophisticated than they were in those days.
That's very true, and that's just talking about the United States. I would imagine a country like China, which has much more control over its people, its broadcasting, movement of people. It's also a large landmass, and you know, we know there's lots of UFO activity reported in Brazil. So what's being covered up in these places as well, and with what you're saying there, Bob, as well, about not only could maybe the military be better at covering up things since Roswell, but who knows if maybe they are the ones that are kicking up the name Roswell again for the old look over here and not over there kind of thing. It might be so for instance, when Bill Clinton said he was going to look into the Roswell thing again and the US Air Force did that, who knows if there was it's a shell game. There was something else more interesting going on. They think, all right, we'll start publicizing that we're going to we're going to look into Roswell again. And whether something happened there or not, I suppose it could be a useful tool as a distraction. Now, what's the other New Mexico crash that is next to Roswell in terms of known, supposed American saucer crash landings?
It's on the tip of my tongue, but I think Gene knows probably.
Gene knows it for sure.
The other case is Aztec, New Mexico, but I don't think the evidence is near as much as you have for Roswell. So we really don't take it seriously here.
Well, my point was anyway, just what if, say, for instance, that it was a real case or something like that, then and Roswell isn't a real case, then I can imagine anyone who wanted to cover it up, they would just keep feeding Roswell-themed stories or bits and pieces out into the media to keep the public or the UFO public looking in that direction while maybe a real other event is going on kind of under our noses because suddenly we're looking over towards Roswell metaphorically again.
I have to stir the pot again, gentlemen. You mentioned Nevada. And I'm just picking on Nevada because Nevada is known to be one of the most notorious testing grounds in the United States. Parts of it are highly secret, as we know. And all of these things seem to happen in New Mexico or Nevada, you know, these way out back places. I smell the military there somehow. I smell something terrestrial. And I am always, I'm living in Switzerland. Gogs, you're in Scotland. And, you know, we have a lot of wild country over here, mountains. I walk the dog sometimes. It's scary. I have never been assailed by an ET. I've never been kidnapped, never had any encounter with them. I've never seen anything.
I have to ask Bob whether he lost some time sometime. Missing well, time. We got to do our break. Gogs McKay, Bob Zanotti, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.